It's 6 o'clock and you found WMXJ FM, Pompano Beach, Miami, and another hour of Miami's greatest hits.
The crusade to end boring radio starts here, starts now. Tom Kent.
Happiness is a warm radio locked into TK, TK, TK. Perhaps you'd like to engage. Perhaps you'd like to cuddle up to a warm, toasty tune. Here's my number, 1-800-TOM-KENT-BOZ.
For a good time, call 1-800-TOM-KENT.
Magic 102.7, hello.
How about Simply Irresistible?
Yes, I have that. Who's this?
This is Barry, and pretty much call you all the time. I'm a tailor. I've been doing the custom tailoring. I usually come up with songs that's not your format, but I just, you know, Simply Irresistible is good.
There's finally one tailored for you.
Very good, Tom. Very good. I figure bad to the bone is perfect for you.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tom.
Can it be permissible to be irresistible? Magic Tom Kent.
What's this world coming to? Well, what happened in Vegas does not stay in Vegas all the time, as we all know. Prince Harry spills the beans in our next installment coming right up.
Cold late night so long ago.
Magic 102.7.
Tom Kent can buy me love.
Beatles Can't Buy Me Love and Tom Kent. All the way next, it's the best music money can't buy. Total, complete, radio-free fun standing by. Check out this lineup. On deck, Cornelius, Brothers and Sister Rose, Men at Work, Ace, Billy Paul, and more. First,
what's this world coming to?
Prince Harry finally talking about his little Las Vegas fling. The prince said recently in an interview that his nude Vegas scandal was a little too much army and not enough prince. I'm kind of thinking it's a little too much booze and not enough pants.
Magic Tom Kent.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Hey, if you're looking for the latest concert info, look no further than our webpage, magicmiami.com. Everything you need right there. Magic 102.7.
Struggling in a fight I'd come in.
Magic 102.7, hi.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Prince Harry, you know, he's embarrassing the family. It could have been worse, though.
Yeah, how's that?
They could have got a picture of him getting Wayne Newton's autograph.
Yeah, that would have been a little more embarrassing, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, with a lampshade on his head singing, "Don't Cry, Daddy."